Polar bear sightings in Kotzebue aren't without precedent. In fact, the world's largest documented polar bear was found in Kotzebue in the 60s, weighing more than 2,200 pounds and standing more than 11 feet high. However, polar bears tend to gather on sea ice, and catching a glimpse of one on land in August is pretty rare. Lindsay Mangipane is a polar bear biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in Anchorage.
It has happened before, but it's not very typical. It's kind of speculation as to why the bear is there now. But in most situations when this happens, it's due to sea ice retreating and the bear essentially gets stuck there.
News of the bear sighting spread throughout town, with many curious about where exactly it was and others hoping to get a look themselves. Lieutenant Scott Kellerman, a Coast Guard pilot stationed in Kotzebue, snapped some photos of the bear on Saturday evening.
It was down by the fish camp just south of the airport. Along the beach line. And yeah, the bear was out in the area. Just sitting there.
Kellerman says by the time the Coast Guard was made aware of the bear, local state troopers were on the scene patrolling around the bear and advising people to stay indoors. Kellerman says he kept a healthy distance between himself and the bear as he took pictures.
People had commented on the photo. It looks like everything's kind of blurry in the background. That's because I was shooting with a super telephoto, so that's like a 400 millimeter lens. So it allows me to stay about 200 yards back, which is pretty far. For anybody with an iPhone camera, it just would look like a little blur.
Kellerman says common bear safety includes not making any sudden movements if you're near a bear and to stay in your vehicle. He says polar bears can be more social than other types of Alaska bears.
They don't have the same sort of behavior like normal bears. You know, they're very interested in you. Safety is number one, and especially in a town setting like this.
Kellerman says the polar bear hung around the area south of the airport for around 15 minutes before hopping in the Kotzebue Sound and swimming north. He says he hasn't heard of it being in the city limits since Saturday night. Mangipane with Fish and Wildlife says even though it's out of the city limits, locals should still be cautious near Kotzebue's coastline or the surrounding outskirts.
Carry a deterrent with you. Bear spray has been shown to be incredibly effective on polar bears, up to 95% effectiveness, even in high wind scenarios. So, carrying bear spray or a firearm or some other non-lethal deterrent could be a good idea right now. Also, we recommend traveling in groups. Most attacks of polar bears on people have happened with groups of less than two people. So if you are traveling, groups are a good idea.
As the alabaster furred visitor ventures out of town, Lieutenant Kellerman described the opportunity to photograph the bear as a bucket list moment for sure. Reporting in Kotzebue, I'm Wesley Early.